Coming up this week on the Course of Life podcast, our front nine starts with Rory heading into Valhalla with all the right signs. Plus, Rose Zhang just joined the show a few weeks ago, and she's back at it again with another heroic moment. It's PGA Championship week. That means I am at Valhalla right now as you listen on site for the second major of 2024. This week's guests include a few more of the great club pro stories that I captured in Frisco at the PGA Professional National Championship. They're in the field this week at Valhalla, and we talked to them right after they found out they were going. Plus, it's a Boston basketball playoff update, Caitlin Clark, and when we always end with food, it's Kentucky Eats, and all of it is brought to you by our friends at Desert Fox Golf. And Mike, I was just reminded that we are now on the heels of Mother's Day weekend, and we're heading into Father's Day weekend shopping season. I know you're listening out there. I know you have a man or a father or someone in your life that you want to celebrate who's a golfer, and you want to get them something that they're going to use and they're going to love and enjoy on the course. That's exactly why you're going to desertfoxgolf.com. Our promo code is CourseOfLife, or whatever you see on that site right there. Take a look at the phone caddy, take a look at the Swing Aid tumbler, and take a look at the new DJ10 speaker. They're great, price-conscious, awesome, budget-friendly golf gifts that your dad or the golfer is going to love in your life. Again, it's an awesome gift any time of the year, especially now for the dads. Check out desertfoxgolf.com.
Hello, interwebs, and welcome to Course of Life. We are proud to be presented by our friends at Desert Fox Golf. I'm Michael, he's Alex. And Alex, Mother's Day weekend in the books. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there who made us into golfers of varying degrees of skill level. We'll just leave it at that. The lead up to the PGA Championship at Valhalla is at Quail Hollow, next year's host of the PGA Championship.
Correct, yep.
Also, of course, the host of the 2022 President's Cup that we saw there as well. And Xander Schauffele trying to channel the magic that he had at the President's Cup where he clinched the win for the American team there. But he just lost it. He made eagle on the seventh green, and then like four holes later, he's two back of Rory McIlroy.
And the Rory buzzsaw came fast and hit hard and sliced deep in about an hour or two. And before we knew it, we were already typing up the notes, and we knew that Rory McIlroy was going to walk to victory, which he did, which sets an amazing stage as we're here at PGA Championship week.
Yeah.
You know, there's all the symmetry now. He's won four times at Quail Hollow. He's won at Quail Hollow before winning the PGA Championship at Valhalla. He's done that. At 2014 PGA Championship, the last time they played at Valhalla, Rory McIlroy won his last major. And here we are a decade later now. He goes into the second major of the year with as much good vibes and juju as you could ask for.
I mean, two wins in a row, of course, coming off the Zurich, and now this commanding Sunday win, and the play he had, and the 18th hole, we can just throw that away, his double bogey after going in the water. He still won by four or five strokes here.
That was so weird seeing a winner by a million shots plunk one in the drink on the 18th hole and then take his cap off and get a standing ovation by the crowd.
As he's walking
that's
up
why
the
we love this game right there.
Green Mile didn't really rear its ugly head to Rory, because it didn't really matter at that point. So Rory obviously in fine form. Xander, this fall apart from Xander, who hasn't won since the Genesis Scottish Open, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
I think it is.
That's very quietly. Yeah. It's been a while for him.
He does have a ton of top 10 finishes. He's quietly still a very consistent player. Do we think he just saw Rory and fell apart when Rory went birdie, birdie, eagle? Do we think Xander just doesn't have what it takes anymore? Like what do we think Xander has a chance next week at Valhalla?
You know, I think he's a winner and he's definitely on a lot of people's short list this week at Valhalla. But he is a bit of a bridesmaid a lot right now. He's got a little bit of the Tommy Fleetwood going on right now, where he feels like he's got the game to contend anywhere, but not be the dagger and throw down the home run when he needs to on Sunday to get things done. So he's giving off a little bit of that vibe right now. Maybe he's a guy you're looking at for like a top 10 bet this week instead of just to win, maybe just a top 10, because he's definitely in some decent form. But again, it was Rory's week indeed. He'll be one of the favorites we'll be talking about in our preview shortly.
Worth noting, there was almost a 10-stroke difference between first and third. It ended up only being a 8-stroke difference between first and third. And I think the blowouts between the top two players or in the field and the rest of the field is a storyline this weekend. Because if we look at the alternate event from the Wells Fargo, the Myrtle Beach Classic, Chris Goddard won at 22 under par, and then the rest of the guys were down there at 16 under, a 6-stroke difference.
Yeah, what's with the separation of the packs? It reminds me of like the marathon races where there's that one pack way up front, and like if you're not part of that pack, you're just not with the cool kids and you don't stand a chance. And we were seeing that all over golf. And we even saw it in the LPGA to like the craziest degree as well, too.
the LPGA is worth talking about because Nelly Korda did not get her next win. The streak is over at 5. It's too bad. It was a great run. She still finished tied for 7th, just couldn't get it going those last 2 days with 73 Saturday, Sunday. But it was Rose Zhang and Madeline Sagstrom who broke away from the field. 24 under par for Rose Zhang with a great back nine. What, 4 birdies in her last 5 holes to take the win here, including a birdie on the 18th. And then Madeline Sagstrom, who couldn't get it done, who was leading almost all week at 22 under. And the next, Gabriella Ruffles, 9 under par at 3rd.
Yeah, how about that little Course of Life podcast guest sandwich right there with Gabby and Rose Zhang as well, too. But 13-14 shot difference between second and third place. Absolutely insane. It's like they're playing a whole different course in a different tournament. So to see the two of them stretch away like that, it created for some awesome drama. There's some great video from the Sunday finish. I posted it. Rose Zhang, just with that innocent look, I mean, she proves that she's still 20 years young every day on the golf course when we watch her. She birdies the 18th and she just puts her hand over her face like, Oh my God, did I just birdie 4 of the last 5 holes? Whoopsie. I'm embarrassed. I'm like, was almost embarrassed to ball out the way she did with that win, but very impressive way to get your second win on the LPGA tour. And then FYI, newsflash, everyone, she's defending champion this week as well too. So watch out, world.
Yeah, they go up to New York City. She'll be defending champion. So 2-time winner, 20-year-old Rose Zhang, who only joined the tour last year, going maybe to see if she can go back to back and repeat next week, is Rose who if you put him head to head, Rose Zhang, Nelly Korda, who's the better golfer?
Right. I mean, I think we're looking at the precursor though of these two names potentially being the two preeminent American stars on the LPGA and on the world golf scene. Definitely. They're proving that right now. And the youth is there. They're both in their 20s. Obviously, Rose being so much younger, but still, there's so much to go with both of their careers. So it's a very exciting time for the LPGA and specifically for American golf fans as well to see both of them thriving. The youth is crazy. Also in the Myrtle Beach Classic, we had another teenager who made the cut, Mike, 16 years young, Blades Brown. What an absolutely electric name. So all sorts of youth shining through the game of golf right now.
It's just a great time to watch the game. It's just amazing.
And, of course, and remember, we're double their age and we can't play nearly 1/1,000,000th as good as they can. So
speak for yourself. I think I'm significantly worse than that, but but now the golfing world turns its attention to Valhalla, home of the 2000 PGA Championship, I believe it was, at Valhalla with Tiger Woods and Bob May, and that great, amazing showdown that they had there, one of the best PGA Championships potentially of all time. Sure. So we're back at Valhalla, like you said. Rory won his last major at Valhalla. Great history there, as we know. Rory's got great feel coming in here. His putter is red hot, as we saw this weekend. Scottie Scheffler baby supposedly born when this is out. We'll know for sure probably whether the baby actually came out or not.
What timing by the wife. Happy Mother's Day to Meredith. They got to spend the Mother's Day, you know, with the newborn as well, too. And she understood the assignment. I mean, impeccable timing by Meredith Scheffler, getting the baby out weekend before the major, just in time for Scotty to head over to Valhalla. So very interesting storylines from like you said, the top two guys, Rory and Scotty, for sure to look at. And don't forget that guy named Brooks, who's also won three of these PGAs and is the defending champion. Well,
didn't do as great at the Masters this year. I think we expected a lot more out of Brooks. So he's still going off at 12-1 odds, you know, not as good as that other LIV guy, John Rahm, who's going off at 10-1. So, you know, which LIV guy has a better chance here, John Rahm or Brooks Koepka to you?
Interesting question. And I'd throw Joaquin Neiman as an honorable mention in that top three as well, too, if we're looking at LIV guys. I'm going to go with Rahm by a nose just because I'm feeling like he hasn't shown up big time in a major in a little bit. And I think he might be due for a breakout week. Nothing against Koepka's ability to stay tough and in it. But overall, it's going to be super exciting to be there and on the grounds. Mike, it's a bit of a pinch me moment, not only for myself, but for you and just the Course of Life brand as a whole. God bless our friends at the PGA of America. They're letting me into the media center. I'm going to be at all the Tuesday, Wednesday press conferences, and I'm going to be right there reporting everything. I still can't believe that this is actually happening right now.
Look, I know you've been to two PGA professional championships, but have they actually met you? Do they know who you are?
They do, and they actually still believe that I'm a normal guy right now. So we're still trying to keep that act up for as long as possible right now. So they're going to let me into Valhalla for this week, and they're going to see how I behave. But I promise to play nice with the best golfers in the world. Not only will I be there showcasing that and showcasing the practice rounds and build up to Thursday, but I'm going to continue to cover these awesome Club Pro storylines that have developed from Frisco. Mike, you remember what it was like last year for Michael Block's insane performance with the hole in one on Sunday, the up and down to finish in the top 15. So good, so that he has already punched his ticket via his finish last year, and he's already in the field to join the other 20 Club Pro. So there's a lot of potential for some awesome storylines from this year's Corebridge Team of 20.
You know, Michael Block may be in the field, but he is going off at 500-1. He's the worst bet in the field right now. Would you put a dollar down on him to make the cut?
Dollar on Blocky? Sure. I mean, why not? The guy's a gamer, you know? He shows up when the moment's right. I mean, it's not too dissimilar of a course. He's going to have struggled a little bit. He's admittedly not the longest guy off the tee, and some of these club pros might not be either, but they can get it around the greens and make up for it in no time. So it's going to be exciting to follow. He's just one of the 21 club pros in the field. Mm-hmm. We're going to introduce you to a few more now that have some awesome stories to tell. And we're going to start right now with a story I teased last week, Mike. 56 years young, Tracy Phillips is playing in a major championship. Here's what he had to say after his final round at Frisco.
It's been a long 4 days.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, it's been days where...
Is it only 4 days? It feels like a lot longer, right?
It seemed a lot longer. I mean, we have, 30 holes we played on Tuesday, and then today, 22 holes. Only four holes on Monday, if that's right. So, yeah, I mean, it's just been a, get up at 5 o'clock the last two mornings, getting home at 9 o'clock. The last two evenings.
Yeah.
It's just, it's been a brutal.
How's the management been for you going from round to round?
Kind of, the body kind of went break down last night. The heels were hurting, the knee was hurting. But outside of that, I woke up this morning, felt actually pretty good. And, thank the Lord that I was able to finish for sure.
You know, Alex, as you know, but probably very few other people know, Tracy Phillips already has been in a senior PGA championship and made the cut. So
that's worth noting. So he's been on the stage before. So I like rooting for Tracy Phillips. I mean, it's hard not to root for him. He's got such a great, jolly, lovable personality. Great guy from Tulsa, Oklahoma, that surely the audience at Valhalla and the golf world can get behind. So again, Tracy Phillips, just one of the cool stories. A couple more that I wanted to showcase for you. Mike, we just talked about Quail Hollow. Interestingly enough, one of these 21 club pros is actually from Quail Hollow, quite literally works at Quail Hollow in Charlotte. His name is Preston Cole. And here's what he had to say when I caught up with him after his round.
Have you taken the exhale yet after four crazy rounds in the wind here in Texas?
Not quite yet. we're a little bit in a holding pattern, so I feel okay about it, but a little rough coming down the stretch there, and maybe managed to hold it on.
Just golf-wise on the course, how are the emotions keeping everything in these last couple days here, knowing where you stood?
Yeah, had a great group to play with today, and those guys were playing well too, so that always helps. And Matt Caddy kept me in the zone there and kept me in it. So finish with a par to maybe make it on the numbers. So.
Nice stuff. There's no good answer here, but what's the waiting game plan right now? While you watch the groups finish here.
Try not to stress out too much. Just hang out for a little bit. Stay ready just in case, but hopefully celebrate here soon.
All right, what are the odds, Alex, on Preston Cole playing so well at Valhalla that he punches his ticket and can play at his home course at Quail Hollow next year?
Oh, I didn't even think that far ahead. Wow. Yeah. Okay, you put that on the radar for sure. So yeah, maybe we found this year's Michael Block. I think we can get behind Preston. He's got an awesome personality, and he'll show it on the course for sure. He wears his heart on his sleeve when he plays, and it was awesome to watch him qualify for Valhalla. So that is an interesting storyline. Watch out for Preston Cole. One more I want to showcase for everyone is a guy who maybe you've already seen on some PGA Championship leaderboards before. This is getting to be old hat for a guy named Tyler Collett, who just qualified for his third PGA Championship.
Sigh of relief. To be honest, this pitcher in great shape, but it was playing really hard with the wind. Obviously, the stressfulness of the rain and fog. It was a grind out there for sure, but it's really good.
I know this is in the sinking in moment right now, but playing a major championship in a couple weeks, how's that register with you right now?
It's great. It'll be my third PGA, so awesome. Just looking forward to getting back there. And I've played Valhalla before, so.
Okay.
All right, third time's a charm for Tyler, right? He's going to make the cut, play the weekend, finish top 20.
Yep, I love that. Yeah. I love that. Those are some cool stories right there. I wanted to follow up and get those on the podcast from part of my Visit Frisco trip to Frisco PGA for the PGA Professional National Championship. Again, thank you to the PGA of America for letting us tell these stories. Follow on social, on Instagram at COL Podcast and Course Life Alex all week, where I'll be connecting with more club pros that are playing in the PGA Championship.
Let's talk a little about something other than the world of golf for a second here, Alex, because, as you know, and as probably a lot of other people who know me know, I'm a giant nerd.
Yes, confirmed. Mm-hmm. Continue.
Thank you. And my wife and I play a lot of board games and tabletop games. And so this year, I think I've talked about this already, we're doing a board game challenge with all the games we own, where we need to play every game we own and their accompanying expansions three times.
But the three times is the tough part. You say, hey, we just got to get through our whole rotation once, I say, okay. I think that's attainable. The three times is where you're really putting the hard work into there.
Yeah, the challenge with that is that the goal is to do this within 2 years. Okay. We started at the beginning of the year and we had 2 years. Now, I should point out that with expansions, we have more than 104 games to play.
You guys always do this to yourself. You love doing this to yourself.
And we're adding more games in there, and we're going later this summer to Gen Con, which is a board game convention in Indianapolis. Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that when we get there, and we're probably going to add even more games when we're there. So it's just it's a challenge. And what that means, though, is that we're playing games that we don't play at all anymore. Like right now we're playing the game of Life. You remember Life.
Of course.
You hope that you land on being a doctor or a lawyer so you can make $50,000 every payday.
I would still like that, too. I'm still looking to land on that spot if the game's going to give it to me as well.
Well, the problem is, though, you do stuff like that and then you pass other squares where it's like, hey, you inherited your great uncle's pigs and you need to get rid of them, pay $3,000.
That's a bit of a burden for sure.
You pass the square that everyone passes that makes you pay $120,000 to help the orphans. Now, I want to help the orphans, but that's a lot of money.
Yeah, who out there is just giving away $120,000 to help the orphans? If you are, please send me a message. I'd love to get to know you because you're an honorable person. Thank you for what you're doing. But the game of life, some real cost there associated with where you go on the board.
It's a difficult game. It's my mother's least favorite game of all time. And it's not living up to any reputation of being good right now.
All right. Keep us updated on the board game travels here as you work your way through the entire rotation.
Love indeed.
I just went to a concert this past week. One of myself and my wife's favorite bands. Got to see the brothers from New York, Adam, Jack, and Ryan. You know them as AJR. Their big hit is Bang. They've got several others, though, that go back well over a decade. These boys know how to make awesome music, but the part that you would really appreciate, Michael, as a creator yourself and a producer, is they actually stop the show and then they fully break down every single piece and sample of one of their most popular songs. Note for note, how they created the sample. One of their best songs was actually created from a 25-year-old sample on a home video when one of the brothers screamed when he was 8 years old. So it's amazing to see how the brothers put things together. Highly recommend AJR and the Maybe Man Tour if you're looking for a show to go to this summer.
I'm going to be a not a devil's advocate, but a downer.
Okay.
And say that I listen to a lot of AJR because my wife loves AJR.
Yeah, she does.
And I do not like AJR.
Well, you're voted out. You're 3 out of 4 in the majority on the couples day here. So
look, if I want to hear a story, I'll read a book. I don't need it sung to me. And I know Steve is going to London. I've heard that song a lot. It is quite catchy, but I get it. Steve is going to London.
And that's a deep cut, Mike. That's how I know you're really listening. So shout out to you for really getting into the new album there. That's just one cut on the new album. So yeah, check out AJR if you're in the mood for something new.
If you also want to check out something new that you haven't seen before and you're on YouTube and you didn't know that we're on YouTube, which means you probably haven't been listening to us when we tell you we're on YouTube, also means you're not listening to the podcast on YouTube, which you can do as well. True. You should go to our YouTube because we have videos there outside of the podcast. You get to see a lot of Alex. Because it's Alex making these videos. So he's got all his stuff from the PGA Professional Championship in Frisco and his time in Frisco. And there's stuff going up there, going to be going up there from his time at Valhalla this week. So there's a lot of stuff up there to check out. So I definitely suggest you check out our YouTube channel.
If I ask like a zany press conference question and it goes super viral, that might be the place where it happens. So check out our YouTube page.
I think you should ask... I don't have anything, actually.
All the big names are on the board, Mike. I don't think they're going to let me ask Tiger a question candidly. Despite how friendly I am with the PGA of America media team, I understand why I wouldn't be on the short list to ask Tiger Woods a question, but I'll definitely be hitting up Blocky and seeing if he can recreate the magic from last year. Let's see if he's got another ace up his sleeve.
I mean, you should be asking the same question that John McGinnis asked Tiger. You should be asking him how the fishing has been since he got married a couple times. That's what you should be asking.
Deflective questions for sure. I will be hitting these players out of left field with things that they're open to talk about. That's what we do here at The Course of Life. We love bridging the gap. So again, take a look at our socials, including our YouTube, for everything we're doing at the PGA this week.
That's right. We're on Instagram and Threads, COL Podcast. Alex is at Course of Life Alex. I'm at MWRINC. Alex is on X, formerly known as Twitter, Course of Life 1. Check us out there. Our food Instagram account is up there as well, Always End With Food, so you can check that out. We're going to take a break so that you can take a second to punch that subscribe button and leave us a rating and review on the podcast app you're using right now. It lets other people know that you like us and lets other people listen to us.
Please, please.
And it makes me just want to give you a hug.
That's nice.
And if I ever see you and you tell me, if you see me and you say, Michael, I rated your podcast 1 star and I suggested it to other people who wanted to listen to you, I'll still give you a hug.
You're bridging the gap. That's very nice of you. Love that.
I'll do it. Let's take a break. We'll be back with basketball, including the WNBA and Caitlin Clark fever when we come back. Course of Life podcast is brought to you by Zencastr. We've been using Zencastr here since almost the very beginning as how Alex and I record this podcast from hundreds of miles away. And it provides us with great quality audio that works every time. And it's something that makes Course of Life what it is and has kept us being able to make consistent episodes every week. And now it's super easy to record a podcast with Zencastr. You log in using your browser and start recording a high quality podcast right away. You record studio quality sound and up to 4K video with your guests. You feel a sense of Zen knowing Zencastr's multi-layered backups ensure you always have your recordings in the highest quality, even if the connection is unstable. And if you ever wondered what you actually sound like, Zencastr's post-production process makes you sound buttery smooth. It automatically removes those ums and ahs in your recording. It removes those awkward pauses in conversation too. Set the right podcast loudness and levels while reducing background noise with the click of a button. Head on over to zencastr.com/pricing and use our promo code COURSEOFLIFE to get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. We want you to have the same easy experiences we do for all of your podcasting and content needs. Again, that's zencastr.com/pricing and our promo code COURSEOFLIFE. Zencastr, it's time to share your story. We're back. Let's talk basketball. Let's start with the playoffs in the NBA and the NHL. We're recording this extra early this week because you'll be traveling to Valhalla, Alex, you lucky son of a bitch. So let's not talk about the Bruins because they're playing right now as we're recording. Hopefully they win. I think they're up right now. They got to come back because they looked atrocious the last two games. Absolutely. The Celtics, meanwhile, they're looking better. They're looking better. We'll see what they do Monday night against the Cavs, but they're up 2-1.
We're just that classic classic bully team where if we get up ahead and we'll bully you into submission and we'll win by 20 to 30 points. But if we face any sort of adversity or the little kid managed to get one good punch from the bully, we kind of squirm a little bit and we're very beatable. So I don't really know if that's possible to run through the entire playoffs and win a championship like that, just blowing everybody out. But I think the Celtics are going to be the first team to try. So we'll see how that works going forward next few weeks.
Would you rather the Celtics play the Pacers or the Knicks next?
I think I'd rather play the Knicks, honestly. Even though they're the higher seed, I think the Pacers are just a lot feistier, and I think they just present a lot more interesting mismatch problems. I think we could handle Jalen Brunson a little bit better than the Pacers arsenal, including Halliburton. So I'm going to go Knicks by a hair. Plus, I'm also a sucker for the Boston-New York rivalry. There haven't been many Celtics-Knicks playoff memories, per se, in a long time. So that'd be interesting to recreate that.
Yeah. The WNBA season kicks off on Tuesday night as you're listening to this, as the episode drops. I think this is worth noting. If you go to ESPN, which I'm looking at right now on this Sunday evening, and I'm looking at ticket prices available for games on Tuesday.
Yep.
Okay. New York at Washington, tickets as low as $24. Phoenix at Las Vegas, tickets as low as $16.
Those are good teams right there.
Minnesota at Seattle, tickets as low as $28. The Indiana Fever and Caitlin Clark against the Connecticut Sun in Connecticut. Tickets as low as $74.
Wow. That's like, so we're talking 3-4x markup there, basically.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark's worth 300%. There's your number in finance right there, if you're wondering.
I mean, Caitlin Clark came into the league and the league finally got chartered flights for their teams.
Yeah, Jesus, that's long overdue. Quite literally, fever pitch in Indiana for the Caitlin Clark start to the season. Yeah. And it's exciting because, you know, you and I had been around women's basketball for a bit, and I'd worked for the team at Quinnipiac in our time when we first met in college, and really never thought that women's basketball could get to the platform that's at right now, candidly. So to see where it's at, being led by a superstar in Caitlin Clark, it is a LeBron or Jordan like arrival of an athlete and personality. We don't know if it's going to play out like that on the court, but the arrival into the league and the demand it's creating is next to and akin to what we saw when people like Jordan and LeBron came in the league. So that in alone is extremely exciting.
I mean, I think the amount of television that we're seeing for the WNBA too, of course, ESPN2 for the tip off, but it's also going to be streaming on Disney Plus.
Damn. Yeah.
There's a game, New York, Indiana on Thursday on Prime Video.
Oh, they're just throwing them everywhere, anywhere they
can. They're on ABC. I saw an ad during the golf today. They're going to be on CBS as well. This is just incredible, the coverage they're getting here. And hopefully this trickles down throughout the entire league and we see the elevation of the game through this Caitlin Clark effect, and that it just keeps this game growing the way it should be growing for them.
Yeah, and like if you're out there just like looking to make a little money off this, how do you not just bet on Caitlin Clark to be the regular season MVP just right now? Even though she's only a rookie, like just get on that bandwagon and just be part of the ferociousness and the ferocity and the excitement that we've already experienced with the Caitlin Clark mania this last year or two. Why couldn't she do that and just start dominating the league after her impressive career? So exciting stuff to see as the WNBA tipped off.
It is indeed. Let's hashtag always end with the food.
Yep. Food content to wrap up this week's Course of Life podcast. The 19th hole is coming at you right now. And I'm heading to a state I've never really stopped in, driven through. Mm. Have you ever spent any time in Kentucky, Michael?
I have not. However, I am going to a family reunion in a couple months that's going to be in Kentucky.
Nice.
So okay. I'll be there.
All right. This is my first foray with Louisville. Staying downtown. Valhalla is about 20 minutes east. But Kentucky eats and drinks wise, the main things that come up, Mike, this hot brown sandwich. Have you ever heard of this thing? It's wildly popular in Kentucky.
I have heard of a hot brown sandwich.
It's kind of like an open face, you know, bread, turkey, kind of a creamy, buttery, cheesy Mornay sauce, bacon, some veggie, maybe tomato on top. It's done a few different ways, but I think I'm going to have to scour out one of those at some point during the week. Despite what we know about the cliche of KFC, fried chicken actually was created and branded in Kentucky. So we'll see if we can get our hands on some of that. And Elijah Craig is going to be the bourbon this week. Shout out to Elijah Craig. They're the official partner of the PGA Championship. So I'll be out there at their post up on the 14th hole at Valhalla, getting you some content from there. I think we might be bumping into maybe Max Homa or Amanda Baleonis from CBS as well too, before the tournament gets going. So excited to drink in and eat all the Kentucky culture this week as well.
I mean, when you're there, you just have to. When you go visit anywhere, you need to engross yourself in the food of that region. That's the only way you can truly experience the individuality of a certain area.
Very well encapsulated. That's kind of what we're all about, is like when we do these destination travel trips, wherever we go, wherever we get around in. The 19th hole is not only about, you know, finding a great spot that may be attached to our golf course. It's also just about experiencing everything that's around the golf. So I'm excited to check that out and everything Louisville has to offer. Again, check us out on all the socials this week for the PGA Championship coverage. Behind the scenes, we're in the media center. I can't quite believe I'm saying that, but it's a reality. And it's thanks to all you out there for listening. We'll see you next week.